is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Sounds a little weird to me. I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe my ears popped. Maybe the altitude changed.
Sounds
I don't know.
Normal so far.
Maybe the earth tilted and it's a little on the side axis. I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't even know about watching this, guys. This is weird. I just can't. It looks like there should be ragtime piano music playing behind it. They watch the Olympics and they're watching speed walking.
There's not much else on.
Clearly, there can't be anything on if you're watching this. I'd rather watch shuffleboard on a cruise ship.
At least it's outdoors. They're showing the Eiffel Tower. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah, don't be.
They're walking, they're throwing their elbows out. Yeah, their hips are banging suits. Like left and right. They've got weird bathing suits on. Everything's angular. I don't know. I mean, they're in shape and stuff. They're busting hump. I appreciate that, but it's a weird way to walk. I don't know anybody that walks that way.
There's a woman in Manchester. I just looked her up because I used to see her walking around town.
How did you look up a woman in Manchester walking down the street?
Well, I just said speed walker from Manchester, New Hampshire that went to the Olympics.
Oh, she went to the Olympics?
Yeah, in 2008, Beijing.
Ah, okay.
So we used to see her walking everywhere and I had to do some investigating because I was like, why is this woman walking like this? So then I found out she was training for the Olympics and she is a speed walker. But she hasn't been there.
I don't get it. And the only thing I can describe is when they all get together, they all look like a bunch of ducks.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, the thing is this is what I don't know about it. So this is my ignorance. At what point has it become running? Right? Because you have to have, your body has to do certain things and certain motions and certain things you cannot do. And I don't know what those rules are.
So. And that's what I was saying. This, I know it looks funny. But imagine doing that and not being able. You want
That's
to run.
Point.
You
hard.
Want to jog.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to jog ever.
Well,
I don't. You kidding me? Yeah. Shit. That's why they make cars.
There's a good view.
Yeah.
Right here.
So the way they walk is one foot always has to be on the ground. So as soon as one moves, you have to play. You know what I mean? Every time that there has to be foot on the ground.
That woman on the outside is swinging those hips. I mean, like swinging them. It's. I'm not saying it's easy. I certainly am not dismissing it. I don't get it. I don't know what the rules are, like, other than what just Laura just said.
I'll tell you, we had a bunch of women in the beginning, like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Now it's thinned out.
Yeah, it's thinning. Yeah.
Yeah. With running, your feet are off the ground. Because your strides are longer and stuff. Race walking,
yeah.
Well, by the human eye, you
when
have
you
to be
run,
to.
When you run, I mean that's your feet are off the ground. Mine, you know, stay pretty much close to the ground. You know, but anyway. So, all right. Well, welcome. It's Thursday. The Buzz 24/7. Of course, Laura has Cooking on a Budget coming up here. We covered a lot of stuff on the show today. It was a busy show, busy few days actually. You know, we got more coming up tomorrow. We got the Buzz Confession session. We got more Green Day tickets. Crazy. What's your next concert, Scotty?
Metallica this weekend.
Yep. Both weeks. So you are going to go down. You're going to stay. You're not staying, you know, near the stadium. You're going to stay a little ways away.
Yes, yep.
Smart. You know.
Is Amy off Friday? So are you guys leaving early?
Yes. I'll get out of work and go pick her up at the house and off we go.
So you're going to get there at what time?
We're leaving, I think, around noontime. And we can check in at 3. We're going to grab lunch on the way. And then they open the parking lot at 2. And then something else is at 4. And then the first band goes on around 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather just get there. We're going to tailgate.
Yeah.
You're going to tailgate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a grill and stuff?
We're going to get food
cold
on the
sandwiches.
Way. And do,
you don't have
do
to have
cold
you
sandwiches.
Well, no, I didn't know. Well, I just didn't know. I was like,
Laura has a grill, a cooking station, a chopping station.
No, we're not going to
have
She's
that. Got a portable sink.
So your tailgating is a little different. Yeah. You just
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
When I used to go to, we would tailgate, my friends Lee and Brian had season tickets to the Patriots, and within minutes of landing, that just became a culinary just area that with baked cookies and cakes and burgers were on the dog and chilies were being already warm and ready to go. I've never seen
put burgers on the dog.
No. There were burgers and dogs being on the grill, but they would be like the chili would be in a pot that was already kind of warm.
Yeah,
so when
around.
You landed and you got out of the car in a specific place somewhere near the stadium, they slipped somebody a 20 or a 50 and they got bam primo right on the road. Right on the road. All they had to do when it was done is pull straight out 10 yards, and they were on the road. It was like a, it was a well-oiled machine. Got to appreciate that kind of organization, you know? Because me, I get stuck in a parking lot, and if I don't get out of there early, I'm there like 1 in the morning, you know?
I'm trying to be hoping that the fact that we don't have far to travel and everything, just take it calm.
Yeah, but it's also the weekend. You got nothing. You could go and just lay back in your car and relax, close your eyes.
We're going to have the cooler. You know,
it, maybe, just, who knows? Sit,
who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weekend.
Mm. Yeah, hotels. I mean, you're staying in a hotel. Things can
you
get
don't need the hotel.
Crazier in a hotel than they do at home.
No, you're right. I could. I wish I had done what Kelly did, is have a dirty room, and then when we go back and lay
it. Well, is it? Is it? Because I know it's not. Are you staying in a house? Somebody's house?
Yes.
Though? Yeah. So you have a kitchen and.
Yeah.
They're saying they have a VRBO, so they're like, they have a kitchen and bathroom.
You went with Vrbo?
I think she just, I don't know what she went with. Amy did all of this. Amy's like, I want to plan this.
Yeah,
he wants no responsibility at all.
I know, I asked him where he was staying today. He's like, I think she told me the town.
What are you responsible for?
I'm driving and paying for everything. I think that's enough.
He landed the tickets, too.
Yeah.
Who landed the tickets?
He did. Well,
I'm paying for everything because I'm the man.
I didn't say that.
I know, but you sounded like it.
I'm just saying, I'm paying for everything.
You would think if you were paying for somewhere, you would know where you're staying.
I just gave her the money. So there you go. Your husband's the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
He knows at least where we're going.
I know where we're going. We're going to Metallica.
Yeah, so Saturday, what's going to be Saturday's schedule? Because you got all Saturday free, right?
I don't know. There's a few places that she'd like to check out. I think there's a place for dinner that she wants to go. So
I'll tell you, you're not far from Providence. Providence is a pretty cool city. Pretty cool city. You know, they got some good bars there.
Somebody got a hold of me and they go, you know, Lamb of God's playing Mohegan.
Saturday night.
Mohegan's not close. I'm sorry. No. It is not close. I mean, it's not as far away. Obviously, it's 2 hours closer than here, but that's still a bit of a drive. Yeah. It's still a bit of a drive.
I don't think Mohegan's that far.
I thought it was like on the other side of, and west of Providence. I mean, I went to Providence and then went to Mohegan and it seemed like it was an hour long drive, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to go to a casino that bad.
No.
Well, he's going to see a show, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's see.
Mm. All right. Well, anyway, so, well, enjoy, man. Enjoy. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Excited.
You don't know where you're, but if it was from Foxborough, it would take you an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
But you're probably 35 minutes closer.
I don't know if he could handle three nights of heavy metal rock. He would rock his face
and
off.
I think Amy also, she's like, I think I'd like a night, because I mentioned it to her. I'm like, hey, if you want.
How long is the Metallica show?
I think they're about 2 hours.
Okay.
Well, have you been going to that? X, or what is it, FM set list?
I'm going to go there right now.
I do not.
Oh, they're all different. Right?
I know, but they're different, right? I don't.
But then you can tell, like, time. Let's see. I'm looking, too.
I'm already looking, Laura. I'm already looking.
She's quicker.
They're scheduled to be on at 9:10 p.m.
Yeah, and how long are they playing for? They're playing Foxborough after playing Spain. They're just coming back from Europe.
They've had a couple of weeks off, yeah.
Let me see here. They start, it's a long way to top with AC/DC, Whiplash, Whom the Bell Tolls, Ride the Lightning. Now, you may get totally different stuff.
9:15 to 11:15.
11:15. Yeah. So you got a couple hours there.
Yeah.
You got a couple hours
good.
There. You know?
And it starts, 9:10, so you'll be done at 11:10. You'll be home but around.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the first ending of
Sure. I just
Enter Sandman.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's the first or second night. It depends, right? I mean, it could be totally different. The European thing could be totally different. I don't know. But anyway, well, good luck. Have fun. Next concert you're going to, Laura?
Teddy Swims on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, before that, this weekend is Grateful Dead weekend at Amesburg Campground. So I'm seeing Not Fade Away Band, Grateful Dead music all weekend. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend, well, Teddy Swims on Wednesday. And then the following weekend is Revel in the Meadow, where I'll see Not Fade Away Band again.
Is that the Moose or the Elks? Which one? It's one of those two, right? The Elks, and Dover, Good stuff.
So I get a lot of music coming up.
Reconstructed playing there? My friend Marty.
Well, Marty runs it. I don't know if he's been playing. But.
Good band, though. Good band. Kelly, your next show you're going to?
Steve Winwood and the Doobie Brothers in Guildford.
What about you, Gene?
Oh, nice. Friday night, I'm going to Prescott Park to see Joy Oladokun, who's a folk artist, a young woman folk artist, I think out of L.A. She's really good. And then it's the Brothers Comatose and William Sherry Griffin, and then ELO, I think. I really want to go to the Doobie Brothers and Steve Winwood, but I don't have a ticket. So, you know, maybe I'll find them someplace.
I had to buy tickets.
Yeah. But anyway, so get out and see shows. Man, there's so many good ones. There's so many good ones, you know, small, little, whatever. And we, I did this thing. I talked about it the other day about seeing bands in concert. I posted it on my Facebook page. We talked about it as the Buzz 5 Things You Know. If you missed it, listen to this stat. Like in 2001, there was 29 bands in the Billboard Top 100 list at the end of the year that made the Top 100 in the course of the year. 29 bands, okay? In 2002, there were 32. Last year, there was two. Two bands. One of them was Wham. Only two actual bands made the top 100 during the course of 2023, and one of them was Wham's, I don't know if it was Careless Whisper or the Christmas song. It was one of those two. And so there was really only one. And I'm just sitting there going, and the article was talking about the death of the band. And I'm like, no, it's not the death of the band. It's the death of the charts, right? It's the death of the charts because all they're measuring is friggin' stuff that people can hear on their iPod, whatever. It's a whole new way of listening to music. It's changed everything. But it doesn't mean bands are dead. There are great bands out there. I mean, look at the ones we're going to see. I mean, you know, they're great bands out there, but you got to go see them live.
No, you're right.
Because they're not making money off the charts anymore. Where's Shinedown making its money? Is it hit singles? They've got a billion of them. They're the biggest number one rock performer in the last, like, two decades. They have more number one records on the rock chart than anybody, period. But is that where they're making their money, or is it on the road?
Road.
It's the road.
Yep.
You know, when you can log on to, when you can go on to Pandora or iHeartRadio or Spotify and you can play a song for free, band ain't getting nothing out of that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, or very little at the very least.
Yeah.
You know? The biggest moneymaker on Spotify is Taylor Swift. That's because those fans listen to those songs a gazillion times. It's true.
No, you do.
You know, I'm not knocking her. I mean, I'm not knocking her. I'm just saying that the whole thing has changed. I think that our generation, your generation, everything changed as soon as they came out with the iPod because everything became personalized and in your pocket. I have my whole record collection in my pocket, and it changed the way I listen to music.
Everything.
It changed what I listen to, changed how I get it, changed where I got it, and it changed musical tastes.
I hate what I'm going to say. Hate it. He's right. Where I have found myself, like, I'd like to know more about this band. I go online and listen to it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
You know, right. And my picture, you know, when we used to get photocopying paper here at the station, it came in, like, you put two pieces of paper. I had 32 of those boxes of CDs. And as of this past weekend, I was down to 7.
Yeah.
Where I just went, okay, I'm keeping like this because I really, really, really enjoyed this band. But like at one time, I had a ton. And it's and I know that I'm probably in another year can bring those down to like 3 or 4 boxes.
I'm probably down to like 2,000 CDs that are kept in little sleeves, like almost cloth sleeves with the artwork, no plastic cases. And they're in those giant wide Tupperware cases that one's like a big drawer. I got a couple of those under a bed. That's it.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken them out. They're filled with dust.
Because I find myself now, I listen to a channel that plays a ton of metal, and I go, and if it's a band that I like that I want to know more about, I can put that on and listen to it on my way home.
I would wager to guess that most music is listened to nowadays using headphones.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know, I mean, maybe not most because, I mean, you could have a radio on. Everybody could be listening to the radio, listening to a podcast or whatever. But, I mean, think about it. As soon as they put the word I in front of it became about you alone. You're listening to music alone, headphones. Everything about it is I, me, me, me.
Yeah. I don't mind the sound. I just don't. I never do it. I haven't since I had a Sony Walkman. That's when I listened to music with headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no choice. I have to do it. When I'm driving, I listen to the headphones. No. Driving, I got it cranked up. I'm ready to go.
That's where I listen to music.
It's interesting because the whole industry and the way music is consumed has changed, and that also results in... Look, Shaboozy, good tune, the bar song, number one song in the country. Ain't nobody going to be singing that song 50 years from now. Period.
No.
Will they be singing Cold as Ice? They might. You know what I mean? That's
it's
the
a
change.
Hot day like today.
Yeah, that's the change, though. That's the change. Is the music of today going to be remembered? No, because the pop acts are here today and gone tomorrow, with the exception of some. You know what I mean? Clearly. But anyway, this is my breakdown of the music industry. My breakdown of the music industry.
Are we going grocery shopping?
We are going to. Well, because look, you got a weekend coming up here. You got groceries to get. I got a family reunion. We got to go shopping and get some stuff for the family reunion.
Get some
chips. Without any further ado.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Boyce cooking on a budget. With all your deals at the market, she does write all of this stuff down. She writes all of this stuff down.
It's all on my page.
You can go to morningbuzz.com, click on Laura's page, and you don't have to take notes. You can. But
there will be a test.
Everything's written down on her page if you want to really go back and remember it and print it up. So go ahead, Laura, what do you got?
Greg, for your food sale of the week, go to Hanford. Your pork tenderloin, $2.99 a pound. Love a good pork tenderloin. Great ways, like a lemon pepper or one with orange zest and soy sauce. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, your beer sales of the week. At Market Basket, you can get your Sierra Nevada, your Great North, your Switchback, and your Zero Gravity for $14.99. Or if you go to Hanford, you can get your Kona Big Wave, $14.99. And if you go to Shaw's, even though you don't have the app, and I keep telling you for 7 years, you can get Sam Adams or the Sam Adams Variety Pack for $12.99.
Dummy. Have a friend that has the app, and they might
who buys it for them? No, who buys it for themselves? Because I'm stocking up on my summer beers. Mm. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. Head over to Shaw's. You get your Brownies, Blondies, and Brookies. Buy one, get one free. Mm. I bought them for the kids a couple weeks ago when they had the sale, and they loved the Blondies.
Yes, you turned me on to these granola bars last week, and we picked them up, and we like them.
Oh, good. Yep. They're a healthier option for you. And some of your other granola bars. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. If she heads over to Shaw's, they have these things called snackers. They're buy two, get one free. They're little trays of just little snack food. Shaw's will make them for you. They have some with shrimp cocktail.
Ooh.
With, cooked shrimp and the little
snappers.
Cocktail stuff. They have some with cheese and crackers and grapes. They have them with granola and fruit or yogurt. So all these cute little snackers that Shaw's does for you, I know you eat something like that.
Do you eat shrimp cocktail, Rody?
Oh, I love shrimp cocktail. Right. Yes.
So they have a but that they're there for you, all made.
When we had Christmas parties that involved large trays of shrimp cocktail, Scotty parked his ass there.
Yep.
Parked his ass there.
Pile of a shell.
Yeah. I agree with you, man.
Hannaford sales end on Saturday. You get your 80% lean ground beef or shoulder steak for London broil at $3.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Your whole chickens, 99 cents a pound. Atlantic salmon, $8.99 a pound. I actually got 2 pounds of this the other day for Otis for his meal, and he absolutely loved it. Grape tomatoes, two for $4. Salad blends, two for $5. Gourmet baby potatoes, two for $5. Family pack marinated sirloin steak tips, still on sale for $9.99 a pound. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. Strawberries, $1.89. Blackberries, $1.99. Mangoes, 69 cents each. Whole watermelons, only $4.65. Peaches, 95 cents a pound. Cherub grape tomatoes, $1.89. Family pack chicken tenderloins, $2.29 a pound. And your Morton's of Omaha fresh peppercorn or garlic petite beef tender, $6.99 a pound. Also, they have a great aisle in Aldi. They call it the Hall of Shame, according to the Facebook sites and stuff that I follow. It's great, random stuff. I've bought clothes there. I buy shoes, socks, all this stuff. This week,
I thought we were in a grocery store.
Aldi has this one aisle, though. That's
it's
extra
one
stuff.
Aisle, Kelly.
One aisle.
Wait,
so
one aisle.
In this aisle, I went yesterday because it went on sale yesterday, Wednesday. It's a pet stick vacuum, so it does the fur, and Otis sheds a lot.
You like that.
Oh, my gosh. It was $29.99. I went home yesterday. Every crack, crevice, everything. It comes with 3 attachments. I vacuumed so much fur out of my house.
The dog is bald.
The whole dog and all of her. Because, I vacuum with a regular vacuum. And Randall, my, robot vacuum, he does a great job. But the fur is everywhere. This vacuum
I love
works.
That she feels like she has to congratulate the computer, the robot.
Well, I like Randall, and I thank him for doing a job. But I did work hard yesterday getting all that fur out. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. Now, this week they're doing a For You 3-day only sale. So you got to go Friday to Sunday. But you get your beef New York strip steak or lamb loin chops only $5.97 a pound. Your chicken breast with thighs only $1.97 a pound. Cantaloupes $1.47 a pound. And your fresh swordfish only $9.97 a pound. So it's 3 days only, so you have to hurry in. your other sales. It'll last all week, but you need the app. You have your General Mills cereals, your Nature Valley granola bars, or your Betty Crocker fruit snacks, only $1.87. Stouffer's or Lean Cuisine entrees, $1.97. Signature Select ice cream or novelties, or the Outshine bars, $2.47. Your Lucerne butter, $2.77. Planters, peanuts, Cheez-Its, Keebler cookies, and Skippy peanut butter, only $1.97. Your Tide, Bounce, Gain, or Downy liquid, Downy and Washer Boost, Rinse and Refresh, only $9.94. And then you got some beers on sale. Your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 15 packs, 18 packs for $11.99. That's my misprint. And then you have your Twisted Tea, Sam Adams, and Truly's at $12.99. Cutwater Cocktails, $7.99, and your Mick Ultra's $13.99. Other deals there at Shaw's. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Buy two, get one free. Chobani Greek yogurt, 10 for $10. Kraft macaroni and cheese and sparkling ice, 10 for $10. Purdue Shortcuts, your breaded chicken nuggets, the dino nugs that Kayla loves, and your cutlets, only 2 for $5. Raw shrimp, $7.99 a pound. Thomas's English muffins, mini bagels. You love the muffin tops.
Yes.
They sell them now. I think I brought some in last year for you guys to try. And your mini baker's delights, buy one, get one free. And your friendly Sunday cups, 10 for $10. Now we'll go to Market Basket. Sales start on Sunday. 7 bone beef chuck steak, $4.99 a pound. Your large haddock fillets, only $6.99 a pound. In the deli, you got your Jennie-O turkey breast, $4.99 a pound. Flatbread Uno pizza, 2 for $11. Do you guys eat pluots, which is a combination of a plum and an apricot?
I have not.
They're only $1.99 a pound, and now they have them in all different flavors. Dino egg, blackberry burst, sugar red, and golden dragon. So any variety you're looking for, they'll have it for you, $1.99 at Market Basket. Mandarins, $4.99 for your 3-pound bag. Utz potato chips, 2 for $5. Your Joseph's pita bread, only 99 cents. B&M baked beans, Greg, 99 cents a can.
Bam.
Entenmann's loaf cakes, roadkill, 2 for $5. Mm-hmm. Your red, green, black grapes are $1.99 a pound. Glory tomatoes, 2 for $5. Your Fresh Express chop kits, 2 for $5. And your McCain french fries, 2 for $6. Recipes for the week. How about some hot crab?
How about a hot crab?
Wow.
Hot crab dip. I love crab meat, and I love a good dip on those little mini bagel bites. Very good. And then it's camping season. So tomorrow night when I pull up to the campground, these are going to be prepped and ready to throw on the grill. Pineapple chicken skewers.
That sounds good.
Yep, sounds good. There you go, everybody. There's your Cooking on a Budget. There's your Buzz 24/7. And we will see you tomorrow at 5:30. You and your hot crap. There you go.